Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Today is a weird day. What do I mean by that? Well, it's Monday, and this is the day that I have decided with God that I am going to live purposefully and in the moment. And that means that I have a schedule of things that I want to get done, and that includes exercising and a eating plan that is different than what I have been doing. So lots of you have followed me for a while, and you know that I eat keto. Well, lately, I have just been packing on pounds, and I don't care from a vanity perspective what I look like. I care from a physical perspective what I feel like. I am not my best self right now. I am always tired. I'm constantly fighting against the need and desire to nap. I'm yawning all the time. I am not in the best shape for me to be out and sharing Jesus and for the Holy Spirit to do the work that He's supposed to be doing in me. I'm lazy and I'm tired. I'm lethargic. The last thing I want to do is work out. But I'm approaching this whole Monday and onward as a new step in my spiritual life. My prayer life, praise God, has been beautiful. Three basic aspects of a spiritual life include prayer, spiritual reading, and rooting out vices and building virtue. Well, I've been really proud and happy, not pride-filled, but proud of myself with the grace of God and accepting His graces and making prayer, including mental prayer, a massive focus of my day. Starting it, being consistent, even when I don't feel like doing it, even when I don't feel God's presence or that consolation, I'm still continuing to pray every single morning. And it's a part of my day, just like brushing my teeth. There's no question about it. Praise God. And I want to expand it and deepen it for sure. Okay, then you've got spiritual reading. Well, I've been reading a lot about deepening my inner life, a lot about my root sin, right? My predominant sin, and a lot about how I can battle the venial repetitive sins in my life, which for me is kind of the gluttonous behavior, whether it be with, you know, food or alcohol, or it would be with some sort of beeping out there. Sorry if you could hear that. Gluttonous behavior, like with food or alcohol, or my sloth behavior, not moving my body, not working out. I remember hearing a priest on the radio say that if you don't pray and work out every day, you are going to be unbalanced. And I'm pretty unbalanced right now. It has nothing to do with my weight, meaning it has nothing to do with what I think this world wants me to look like. It has everything to do with how I feel. I'm so tired all the time. I don't want to work out. I'm choosing to be comfortable and taking the easy way out. And so last night I was watching The Last Dance with Michael Jordan and the Bulls. It's a documentary. And the announcer said that Michael Jordan always lives in the present. He's just one of those guys who lives in the present. And he made a comment, "Why would I worry about a shot I haven't even taken yet?" And it just hit me. I love it when God speaks to me in the craziest ways. And he's saying to me, don't be looking down the line of how long this is going to be. This is going to be hard. I don't want to work out. I mean, looking at this like it's some sort of diet and punishment exercise thing that I have put myself through my entire life. It's not that. This is a spiritual exercise. This is a moment for me to master my body, for me to control my lower faculties. I must master any kind of urges and temptations to do things that I shouldn't do, and also to do things I don't want to do, which is the exercising. I'm more focusing on the laziness aspect. I'm not as concerned about the controlling my eating. I mean, I think that's why God had me go through that Lent, right? Eating one meal a day and then struggling with this quarantine and all of that. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to that because I want to feel that hunger again in my stomach, that emptiness, because there's something different about how my body feels when it's not full. I wish I could explain it. So I just want to say that I am wrapping myself in armor today and every day, and I'm going to take it moment by moment with God. I'm not going to look into the future. I'm not going to do anything that is making this seem like it's a punishment. I know how much better I feel when I work out. I know how much better I feel when my body is, you know, mind, body, soul, and spirit, every bit and every part of me is running on all cylinders. I am a better person. I'm a better witness of Jesus. And I know that this holy temple that I have the Holy Spirit living in right now is gunked up. And I'm probably blocking a lot of the graces and the spirit from moving in me in ways that he really wants to. But I'm not cooperating. So that's what I'm looking at, how this, you know, whole, I guess, fine-tuning the Holy Spirit's temple. That's what I'm looking at it like. And mastering my body and then offering everything up that I don't want to do to God. So making my suffering redemptive for my husband's conversion, for my children's conversion, for my family's conversion, or just offering it up in general and saying, Lord, I don't want to work out, but I'm offering it to you. I'm aligning it to you on the cross, Jesus Christ, and please go save some souls so that what I'm doing matters in a way that is different than me just fighting my way through it, making it count, in other words. So making all of this a very deep spiritual journey and staying in the moment every day. And then also thinking about Michael Jordan and how, man, last night he was sick. He got food poisoning from pizza. Could have been intentional, could not have been intentional. I don't know. But he was up getting sick, throwing up all night long, and still played the game. Was so exhausted. And I sit here and I think, now that is somebody who gives it his all every day. You could see throughout the entire documentary how dedicated that guy was to his sport and to his body and to training and to being the best he could be. And he did it every single day. He used to go to practice and yell at the guys like, hey, stop screwing around. Like every dribble, every thing mattered. Every weight that he lifted, every food that he put in his body. I mean, it was just, even though he, you know, smoked and did a little bit of, you know, drinking toward the end there. It's, you know, hey, you gotta enjoy life, I guess. But I just look and I think, okay, I'm just gonna tap into thinking about Michael Jordan and him living in the moment, not worrying about the next shot he's gonna take, but putting his all in moment by moment. And mine is going to be full in with God. Join me in whatever it is that you're battling right now. And it doesn't mean that temptation means it's something that you shouldn't do. Temptation might be something that you aren't doing that you should be doing. Maybe you're not into prayer. Maybe you don't have that practice in your life. Maybe you find it so hard to try and pray that mental prayer for 15 minutes. Or you find that the rosary that you're just reciting it and whipping through it every day, you're not meditating on it. That you're not with your family, you're not present because you're on your phone all the time. You know, there's a lot of things that you could be looking at that you're not doing that you should be doing. Not the opposite way of, oh, I shouldn't have that or I shouldn't do that. You know, there's a lot of things that tempt us to be not our best holy temple, mind, body, soul, and spirit for the Holy Spirit. We have been given this gift of this body. We have been given this gift of faith. We've been given this gift of our minds to learn. Maybe it's spiritual reading. You've never picked up a spiritual book, or you've never really tried to find out, how do I pray? I wrote an article for Catholic Stand. This is lukewarm, people. Lukewarm is someone who doesn't fight through the struggle of prayer because they find it boring. They don't have time. They make up all the excuses in the book. I don't have any time. I don't know how. I don't hear God's voice. I can't keep my mind from bouncing all over the place. I don't like it. Well, that's lukewarm. And you know what God does? He spews those people out of his mouth. If you attend Mass and your disposition is one that you're looking at your watch, right? I know some of you are going back to Mass right now. Some of you still have it on TV. Are you paying attention? Are you realizing why you're there? If you're just going through the motions so you can check it off your box because it's something that you're supposed to do, that's lukewarmness. You know, I mean, it's all of this stuff that is just getting by. Maybe you're just shooting for purgatory. And you don't want to build a virtuous life. If you are stagnant in your spiritual life, you are going backwards. You got to keep walking one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. So maybe it's spiritual reading so that you can learn how did the saints become such holy people? They were people like you and me. They weren't all religious people. There are saints who were mothers and wives and husbands and people that worked. And, you know, I mean, you just got to take your spiritual life into your hands and you got to own it. You can't just sit back and say, okay, God, do your work. He does. And we must be passive to receive it, but we have to be active in progressing and keeping that journey moving forward step by step. So maybe today is a day that you can reflect on where you are spiritually, if you're lukewarm, and where you need to focus. And it might be in all of the areas of your life. It could be your prayer, your spiritual reading, and your vice and virtue rooting out, right? It could be all three of these. And a lot of us have all those areas to work on. I think we can always improve in those areas. We just have to take ownership of our spiritual life. So let's put on the armor, because Satan wants you to be lazy. Satan doesn't want you to move forward. Satan wants you to think it's hard. Satan wants you to think you can't overcome that sin. Satan wants you to think that I'm fine where I'm at. I don't need any more stuff in my life. Satan is the liar, the deceiver, the thief. And don't let him win. Every day it's a battle. Let's put on our armor and fight the fight today and every day. Get up. I love praying in the morning. I suggest that to everyone if you can, because that is the moment that you get dressed. You get dressed with Jesus and you put him on and then you fight. Because Satan doesn't want you to fight. He wants you to sit back and just exist. And that is not what God wants. All right, everyone, pray for me. I'm going to, again, do it day by day, moment by moment, and I'll keep you all updated, but maybe you join me on this new journey, a new focus, something that you can incorporate in your life and offer it up to God, make it all redemptive. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you get on with your day, and I hope you have a blessed and inspired one. Talk to you soon.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.